It's Monday, January 9th, 2012 in Oroville. It's overcast, thunderstorms predicted, temperature range 24 to 28 degrees Celsius, and the sound of chainsaws and generators continue as the landscape becomes shorn of the broken trees and their formerly leafy branches. The interview of today was done under the Matramandir banyan tree. John Harper explains how it looks here, followed by a few words from Juan. Juan is a professional tree pruner who has been called in to carefully sever the badly broken limb of the banyan damaged during the cyclone. It's a massive limb with many branches. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
We're sitting here under the Matramandir banyan tree, and very shortly a team is going to... What are they going to do? Tell us.
Well, during the storm, the only damage that happened to the tree was that one large branch at the top broke off. Everything else on it is fine, but this big branch is still hanging up there. So this tree care team is coming in, these Oroville young guys, and they're going to get that branch out of the tree. We do have a lot of trees on the site. We have all these trees around the amphitheater. Only six of those fell down, big wisdom trees. Within the gardens, only one or two other trees fell. Otherwise, we're quite untouched inside. Around in the perimeter, in the park area, lots of trees, of course. And the most amazing thing is the structure. It's completely untouched. We came rushing here in the morning after, and just to see the golden discs didn't seem to have budged at all. It's really very fine. We're all happy with that.
So Matramandir is undamaged, which is quite miraculous. How strong were those winds? I heard varying numbers.
Everybody says it was around 130, 140 kilometers per hour. We did lose one recently planted tree from the Consciousness Garden, a small, nice tree, and we lost a small supramental sun tree that we had transplanted out of the garden to mini amphitheater area a few weeks ago. Around the office, of course, was a jungle of fallen trees. The debris has been removed by a big team of volunteers. The main trunks are still lying there. Mm. There are no visitors these days. We won't have until after Pongal, so we'll clean that up before they come in. Our own Matramandir main workforce is actually out in the field helping the electrical service clear the lines, the fallen electrical lines, taking the trees off those. We just got electricity yesterday evening at Matramandir after, 8 days? Yeah. So that was a huge, wonderful job by Punasamy and his team and the electrical service and all the people supporting. Mm. Several Oroville teams, of course, who are out there clearing the high-tension lines, and then the cranes and JCBs are putting the poles back in. It's quite a circus. You see the sunrise earlier and the sunset later, but it's a big, nice, empty space here in the middle of the mess, which is all around.
You're about to go up into the Matramandir banyan tree.
Yes.
Can you just say what it looks like from here?
Well, there was some damage, you know, about the main one. One of the main branches is broken, so we have to clean up and remove the branches. So we'll try to do it as... with ropes, whatever, to avoid the damage in the rest of the trunk. Let's see how it is.
From where I'm standing, it looks like maybe about a quarter of the tree then, or is that too big an estimate?
No, one quarter, no, maybe less. There is small things, of course, there's plenty of small things, small branches, but I think this is, this is one of the main branches. It's not one quarter, but it can be closer, yeah.
I have the people that are up. The material they need or whatever they need.
Your support?
Yeah. Moral and material support.
Well, it's nice. It's a pleasure to work on the banyan tree. Mm-hmm. But we do our best to see how much we can help it, because it's got quite hurt over there by the wind. Mm. And but apart from that branch, it looks like he withheld the storm quite well. Mm. I guess all the most, the most old important trees in Oroville held really well, and they have a good root, let's say.
Indra, you look like you're ready for, I don't know what, you're going skydiving or what?
I'm going to climb a tree and prune it, and I'm going right now.
That was Juan. Juan, who is the leader of this team, and Pao, and Anari, and Indra. Juan, who is a professional chainsaw user, will be giving a class in safe handling of chainsaws for the benefit of all new owners and untrained users, including the employed workers, this Wednesday, the 11th, 9 a.m., Town Hall Conference Room. If you can, bring your chainsaw with you. It will help. Well, conflict abounds as Oroville's attempt to stop the cutting of more trees. However, the electrical service has decreed that 3 meters on either side of low-tension wires must be cleared and 6 meters on either side of high-tension wires must be cleared. It's an exercise in keeping the balance. From 1968, Oroviliens began what became a forested region, planting untold numbers of trees on what was barren land, rock-hard laterite. All service connections in Oroville and surrounding villages have been without power since the cyclone struck. A total of 42 distribution transformers are affected. About 62 poles for high-tension lines and 96 poles for low-tension lines have to be replaced. It's not easy to witness the devastation of the cyclone, plus the additional cutting. Numerous teams of volunteers as well as workers are out there. Now, Oroville Electrical Service is working with Tamil Nadu Electrical Board. Visits have been made to senior management for the allocation of the required poles. As of now, 42 have arrived. Many questions have come to the Cyclone Help Desk. To clarify, here is some further update. Land Resource Management can be contacted via the Cyclone Help Desk to send their teams for tree cutting only. They're doing the most urgent work first, mainly for public spaces, including the schools. Arrangements for emergency water supply can be made through GIL 948-614-4065. And for a team of volunteers, specific work, call ALOC 944-372-8734. It's requested that damage assessments are done for whole communities rather than for individuals, and that needs are categorized, such as cutting clearing work, water supply repairs or provision, housing, shelter, security, which includes fence repairs, specifying urgent, second priority, and low priority. Fundraising efforts are being carried out, but it's not clear at this time how much will come. Reimbursement of costs will ultimately depend upon the total amount received. Funding priorities, of course, at this time are to restore electricity, water, security, access, and shelter. Forest Department rangers are now patrolling primarily the main roads to help reduce theft of Oroville wood. There's such a huge amount of work to be done, and everyone's doing their best to do what they can. The request is for all to be patient and understanding with one another while stabilizing and rebuilding efforts are ongoing. A helpful offer from the Upasana team. Those who want to charge their laptop, their mobile, torch, etc. can come to Upasana. There they can share their generator, which runs during working hours 9 to 5. Also available, a working washing machine for those in urgent need. And this from Sri Aurobindo, Thoughts and Aphorisms. True self-giving and power of choice are necessary qualities for those who live in the ordinary ignorance and illusion. True self-giving to the divine, of course, means surrender. Many live in the illusion that they've entirely given themselves to the divine, yet preserve in themselves a very active ego. First, acquire a perfect sincerity in order to be sure of not deceiving yourself. You must have clear evidence that it's truly the divine will which moves and guides you. You've been listening to Oroville Radio. On microphone, Marlanka. In studio today, Andrea Miriam Yahlom. Direct your queries and comments to oravilleradio.org. And thanks for listening.